SBS Radio.
Ang mga tao ay gumugugol ng 47% ng kanilang oras pagkagising na iniisip ang iba pang bagay maliban sa kanilang mga ginagawa sa mismong oras. Ang meditasyon o pagninilay-nilay at maingat na pag-iisip ay madalas na ginagamit sa relyoso at espiritual na mga kasanayan upang gawing mapayapa o kalmado ang isipan at mabawasan ang stress. Maaari kaya na ito ang maging lihim upang hindi palaging nagpupunta sa doktor? Sa tampok na ulat na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang ilang siglo na mabagal na uri ng ehersisyo ng mga Chino, ang Tai Chi ay madalas na inilalarawan bilang meditation in motion o pagmumuni-muni na may paggalaw. Ang instructor ng Tai Chi, Chun Mei Yi Yang, ay unang ipinakilala sa nabanggit na ehersisyo halos 30 taon nang nakalipas sa pamamagitan ng kanyang master na nagturo sa pagsasanay hanggang sa katapusan ng kanyang buhay.
He was 93 years old and was still very flexible and healthy with clear mind. So I had decided that I was going to live a very healthy life because my father had died from living a very unhealthy life. And I wanted to be healthy and fit right into my old age like Master Chen.
Isang pag-aaral ng Harvard noong taong 2010 ay nagpapakita na ang isip ng mga tao ay gumagala ng 47% ng oras o panahon.
Tai Chi is really focused on being in the moment, right now, right here. And that is one of the main aspects of meditation. And this kind of relaxed concentration is released through concentration on the breathing. So in Tai Chi, breathing is organized in synchrony with movement. And so you have to attend to the breathing as well as the movement. So it brings the body and mind into a very relaxed alignment.
Si Yang ay nagtuturo ng Tai Chi sa mga estudyante mula sa lahat ng edad. Ang ilan ay nasa mga gulang na 90 at 2 ay mga centenarians o may 100 taon na. Ang gumagalaw na meditasyon o meditation in motion ay may mga benepisyo sa kalusugan para sa isip at katawan na suportado ng pananaliksik. Maaari nitong maiwasan ang mga pagkabagsak o pagkahulog, mapabuti ang arthritis at memorya, at maantala ang pagsisimula ng demensya at sakit na Alzheimer's.
It can reduce the stress, anxiety, and depression because it is calming and uplifting. And it improves posture, improves our balance. So when we have a good posture, the qi can flow in our body. So it can prevent sickness. And it also improves the muscular strength.
Ang contemporary Buddhist artist na si Karma Phuntsuk ay mahigit 30 taon nang ginagawa ang meditasyon. Ang kanyang araw-araw na kasanayan ay nagsisimula sa nakaupo na meditasyon alas 5 ng umaga, kabilang ang pag-aaral ng Budismo at pag-awit.
Meditation involves like a mental yoga. It's a physical yoga and mental yoga. So doing things with your mind, playing games with your mind, and slowly adjusting your mind to a different reality.
Ang meditasyon ni Phuntsuk ay nakabatay sa pamamaraan ng Budismo na naipasa mula sa 8th siglo.
I got the teachings from His Holiness Dalai Lama. So there are specific ways of meditating, step-by-step way of meditating. But you have to hear the teachings. You have to then study the teachings and then you meditate on those teachings.
Sinabi ni Phuntsuk na hindi pa rin siya immune o nakakaramdam pa rin siya ng galit, selos at pagnanais makalipas ang maraming taon ng pagsasanay. Ngunit nakikita niya ang meditasyon bilang isang paraan ng pagsasanay ng isipan upang makayanan ang mga mahirap na panahon tulad ng pamumuhay ng may sakit o paghahanda para sa kamatayan na may mas kaunting takot.
That's the chance to prepare your mind for harder times. If you have studied those things and if you have meditated, so when you are in pain and so on, you can handle it much easier. If you haven't prepared yourself, suddenly you are in pain, and then it will be very difficult for you to meditate.
Si Bryden Zier, ang namamahala ng Mindful Meditation Australia sa Perth, isang organisasyon na gumagamit ng siyentipikong pamamaraan sa meditasyon. 15 taon na nagsasanay si Zier ng meditasyon, na may 5 taon dito ay ginugol sa isang dedikadong komunidad ng meditasyon kung saan kanyang sinubok ang iba't ibang paraan ng meditasyon.
Meditation certainly has its roots in different religious philosophies. All of those religions and all of those practices kind of support the same thing, which is changing how we as humans relate to and deal with the different problems we're having in our lives. Also gives us tools like practicing gratitude or acceptance so that we can start to experience life in a little bit of a different way.
Inilarawan ni Zier ang mindfulness o maingat o mahinahong pag-iisip bilang isang kasanayan ng pag-iisip na nagbibigay ng atensyon. Simpleng paglipat mula sa isang otomatikong proseso ng pag-react o bigla ang pagtugon sa isang bagay patungo sa isang proseso na higit na pinag-iisipan ng tugon, upang ang pag-iisip ay maaaring mailapat sa pagbibigay salamat o isang problema na ating nararanasan.
In our brains, it actually grows gray matter in something called the prefrontal cortex, which is the very front of your brain. And that is the area where our personality lives, our values live, where our goals are. And meditation's actually been proven to increase the density in that area of the brain, which helps us self-regulate. So for when we are getting stressed or anxious, it strengthens our ability to stop, make a decision. That decision might be to breathe or take some slow deep breaths or close our eyes for a moment and then carry on in a way that's more aligned to how we want to be in the world.
Maaring simulan ito ngayon sa simpleng ehersisyo ng paghinga na may paggabay.
Find a position that's relaxed and alert. We're going to call this your mindful posture. So this might mean your feet are both on the ground. You might rest your hands on your lap and just get into a position that's relaxed and alert. It might mean you're not slouching as much, but you don't want to be tense. Just relax. And once you've arrived in your mindful posture, take some long and slow deep breaths in through your nose, almost all the way to the end, exhaling until almost all the air is expelled. Continue to breathe like this, feeling how your body might shift or move in the chair a little bit, arriving a little bit more. Take another long and slow deep breath. And when you exhale, let your breathing normalize in your own good time. And you can open your eyes and carry on.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.